Chapter 17.
We don't have time for sleep,
Twitch said, nudging me with her foot. I woke to find that I was still nude, Charm sleeping on me with her cheek on my balls, hand where she'd left it, around my cock. Seeing this, Twitch chuckled.
Real nice.
I sat up, waking Charm as I did. How long was I out?
Long enough,
Twitch answered.
I let you get 3 hours of sleep, and with the time spent in the culling, we really have to make a move against Ranger's troops. Have you even tested out the powers yet? Used your skill points?
The excitement around that idea woke me up. I scanned myself, seeing that I'd gained another 2 levels in the latest round of fighting. Level 7, with 4 unspent skill points. I was about to pull up the skill trees when I noticed Gale wasn't around. Charmed it, too, apparently, because she asked where the woman had gone.
Left after you all passed out. She said something weird to me, like that she hoped this helped me with my issue.
Twitch stared at me, an eyebrow raised. I might have said it was all about helping with a sexual holdup of yours, I admitted. She rolled her eyes.
Oh, Oram. Of course she was so weird then.
I thought she was great,
Charm said, sleepily licking her lips, then licking the back of her hand and using it to smooth out the hair around her fox ears.
We all noticed.
Twitch helped me up, tossing me my clothes.
Cover up, then level the hell up so we can get on with this.
Technically, I've already leveled up, I pointed out as I put on my underwear and pants. It's the skill tree stuff I have to—
I get it,
she interrupted, giving me a really look. Pulling on my shirt, I turned back to my screen, still up, and went to the skill trees. Among the many options, 2 drew my attention more than the rest. One was a camo mod that was called Hidden Travel, that apparently let me move along material that I chose to sort of merge with in the camouflage process. I didn't fully understand it, but upgraded to it anyway. Sounded cool. And since I was here for an attack skill, I went to the next window. My grin must have been revealing, because Charm and Twitch both started asking about what I saw. There's a regular lightning attack, and if I continue down that path, something called Tempest. Seems to be a hybrid of something from you, Twitch, and the powers from Gale.
It says that?
Twitch asked. No, but it has a symbol like lightning over a pink screen, I explained. Pretty self-explanatory.
Just be careful,
she said.
With anything that's related to me, I'd say to proceed with caution.
I'm getting it, I replied, following the path. That left me with one more skill point, but the next parts of this path were grayed out. Going back to the other paths, I considered an option for extending the illusion, but ultimately ended up spending the point on an increased shield, which seemed to be something that had merged out of a combination of powers from Charm and Twitch. It had a regenerative time, so my guess was that it would shield me but get worn down with enough damage, and then have to take a bit of time before being at full capacity again.
Take your time,
Twitch said, frowning. Done, I answered, then glanced around again, still waking up from my short nap. Should we say goodbye or something?
What, to Gale?
Charm snapped, not even looking up from putting her clothes on. I didn't get her. Totally into it 1 minute, acting jealous like this the next. No?
No.
Twitch bit back a laugh as she gestured to the door. Everyone was asleep, aside from Mud and a couple of others who stood guard. We expressed our gratitude and made our way over to Twista, who sat off to the side of the main area, head back as if asleep. Maybe we should go, I said, not wanting to disturb him.
No,
Twitch replied.
Not with him. They'll keep up the resistance from here, but we have to let him know what we're doing.
Which is what, exactly? I asked. She frowned, walking over to him instead of answering.
Twista.
She started, then let out a yelp and turned around, blushing with a laugh. When I looked over her shoulder, I saw why. He hadn't been sleeping. He'd been reclining while a head bobbed up and down at his crotch. Yes? He said, glancing over his shoulder, trying to hide what was going on by holding his hands in the way. A humorous sight. Oddly, it didn't stop.
We're going to find the Blue Lady,
Twitch explained, careful not to look directly at the action.
We're making a move against the Rangers' top supers. If you and yours can be ready, we can make this work.
He moaned, hesitated, then said, You, sure, It sounds, dangerous. I don't want to find us all being sucked into a state of non-existence.
Fuck you,
she blurted out before composing herself again.
It won't happen. We have a secret weapon this time.
She gestured at me.
Trust us. I have faith in him.
Good luck, then, he said, trying to focus on both what was going on down there and us. We'll be ready to do our part when the time comes.
Looks like it's about to come right now,
she replied with a laugh and then led us to the door.
And Charm, stop watching.
Why? It's interesting,
Charm protested as we left the resistance behind. Apparently, she now felt we actually stood a chance against the main enemy. I, however, felt like I was going to shit my pants at the idea. We'd walked for some time before I finally asked the question gnawing at my insides. What makes you think we can do this?
There's no longer a doubt in my mind how your power works,
she said.
And there's more than that. I was analyzing you more last night, looking at your code.
I wish that were code for something. She chuckled.
Anyway, it all started to make sense. There's a bit of a hierarchy surrounding supers, related to their powers. One is the best, but pretty much nobody is tier one. There were some, but they were, ironically, defeated. Killed off or trapped, some disappeared. It's all very mysterious.
Considering that they were the most powerful supers ever?
Charm added.
I'd say very fucking mysterious.
Right.
Twitch paused for effect, so we did too.
And here's the kicker. One of them named himself after your Earth god, Apollo, since our sun gave him more power than any before.
Or after, that we know of,
Charm said.
He had a lover who called herself Artemis.
Wait, I interrupted, having studied a bit of Earth mythology in my time. They do realize, I mean, if I'm remembering this properly, that Apollo and Artemis were brother and sister? Twitch looked confused, then shared a grin with Charm. You didn't know that, I take it? I asked.
Not many here really remember the details of Earth's history,
Twitch said.
Or mythology, but that's hilarious.
Pretty damn funny,
Charm agreed.
But as far as we know, our Artemis and Apollo were not brother and sister.
And to be clear, what's all this have to do with me? I wasn't sure I'd like where this was going, but at least learning more about this galaxy was interesting.
First, let me ask this.
Twitch's expression grew serious again, and she leaned in, staring into my eyes.
Do you know who your mom and dad were?
What?
Your parents. You said you were adopted.
I frowned and nodded, then froze. Right. Get to the point.
Gladly. See, Artemis and Apollo were rumored to have had children, though nobody knows what happened to them. Based on what I'm seeing in your code, and the way your powers work...
No!
Charm blurted out, then covered her mouth, gesturing with her free hand for Twitch to go on. My parents were Apollo and Artemis? I finished the thought, trying to process it as the words left my mouth. Not the gods from Earth legend, but some top-tier supers from your galaxy? Holy fucking shitballs. Twitch beamed as if she'd just aced her final tests, while Charm took a step back, eyeing me with more interest and lust than I'd seen from her so far. But I'm not that powerful. I'm just a guy, I protested. Some guy who knows a bit of martial arts and spent most of my working life welding spaceship parts and making fun of people who watch Planet Kill. What the hell do I know? I mean, no, this doesn't make sense.
Doesn't it?
Twitch replied.
Think about it. Why else would Jin have selected you? This whole time, you couldn't have really thought it was random. Some Earther who he just happened to select. I don't think so. Even if he didn't realize the connection, at your near-death moment, he sensed the power from across the universe and knew you had to be one of the new elders.
And my brother?
Probably also in training or being tested or whatever you want to call this.
My nostrils flared and I took a deep breath, then turned and said, Jin, damn it, are you there? Nothing. Jin, I shouted. Where the hell are you? Did you hear this? Is any of this true? Again, silence. until finally there was a deep breath, and then he said,
Chad, or Breaker, I guess. I've just been caught up. We're growing weaker here. My connection's fading. Everything Twitch said makes sense, though I'm ashamed to admit I hadn't fully made the connection.
And my brother?
He's out there with some of my best, in for his own adventure,
Jin said.
If you two both become elders, you will see him again.
Wow. Hearing it confirmed made my head spin, my ego float through the roof. I was likely a descendant of these supers, as was my brother, and we might both be elders at some point. I stared at my hands, looked from Twitch to Charm, and then nodded. Let's go kick their butts.
Be careful,
Jin said, his voice already fading.
This might be the last time we speak, and if that's so, know that I believe in you. Prove me right.
Thank you, I said, the heaviness of Jin's situation conflicting with the elation of finally understanding a bit of my past.
You know,
Twitch said as we started walking down the halls again,
being what you are, back home, that's practically like being a god.
Fucking A it is,
Charm said with a grin, standing taller now.
What's up with you?
Twitch asked, noticing the bounce in her walk.
I sucked the dick of a god,
Charm replied.
And maybe when this is over, I'll sleep with one.
The thought of her sweet pussy finally sliding down on my cock almost put me back in the mood, but I pushed it away for now, sharing her smile and doing my best to ignore the rising worry that was working its way up my spine. This responsibility, if I allowed myself to think about it, could be crippling. Instead, I'd focus on what I had the potential to be, and ensure I achieved that point by the time we faced off against Ranger's troops. Only then would I allow myself to consider how amazing it would be to fuck Charm.